Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. And tonight's second semifinal brought to you in part by Lice Lifters of the Jersey Shore in West Long Branch. Lice problem? For just $25, they'll perform a head check. If lice is found, just one treatment, more than 99.9% effective. Visit LiceLiftersNJShore.com. One quick treatment, done.
Middletown South coming in as the four seed, 19-2 on the season. Their starting lineup looking like this. Three seniors, a junior, and a freshman. We started out with number two, Kira Gannon. She is a senior, 5'9". We'll be joined by number 12, Stephanie Cars. She is the freshman in the starting lineup. Number 15 is Jackie DeLuey, a 5'10". Senior, Christiana Rutkowski is a junior, 5'8", swing player for the Eagles. Carissa Gray, number 23, the other starter for Middletown South, 5'7", senior. Tom Brennan in his 17th year. For Red Bank Catholic, 22-1. The Caseys, the top seed in the Shore Conference tournament. Their head coach is Joe Montano. He has been with the Caseys for a long time and obviously had so much success over the years. Number 13, Grace Fallon will start tonight for the Caseys. She is a forward, 5'11", averaging 7.8 points per game and no over 9 rebounds. Caroline Corcoran, also starting tonight, she wears number 20, 5'9", senior, joined by classmate Mary Kate Caverly, number 24, 5'8", player, and also number 33, Alex Alfano, a 5'8", senior. The lone sophomore is number 21, Alex Barazzotti. She is a 5'6", sophomore. Caseys will wear white tonight as the top seed in the tournament, Middletown South, in their away blue uniforms.
Our officials for this second semifinal, Denise Pelea, Ron Mesa, and Jim Snyder. Point Borough is in. Saturday's final, 1 o'clock at Monmouth University. Who will the Panthers' opponent be? The Caseys or the Eagles? We'll know in about 90 minutes. RBC with a nice student section, all wearing white t-shirts with the four-leaf clover, the green four-leaf clover that say RBC. They'll make a lot of noise. Middletown South got their student section as well.
DeLuey and Fallon to jump center. The opening tip is won by the Caseys, who move left to right on your radio dial. Caverly to bring it up court. Flip off to the left for Corcoran. Alfano. Barazzotti will drive down the left side of the lane. Go glass. Shot no good. Rebound attempt by Alfano no good. Scrum inside. Pulled away by Middletown South as Cars in transition. Shot blocked by Gray as she was on her way up. Ball deflected out of bounds by Red Bank Catholic. It'll be Middletown South basketball baseline left. 28 seconds in. No score. Off the inbound. Rutkowski around the perimeter. Gannon will throw for Gray, who pulls back out and resets. Cars flipping on the left. Entry pass inside for DeLuey. Triple team comes. Able to pass the ball out. And again, Middletown South will set the offense up from the perimeter. Driving is Rutkowski around the defense. Right side layup no good. Rebound poked around a couple of times. Still loose and on the floor. And we will have a jump ball. It'll be Middletown South on the possession on the alternating arrow. Line set. Gannon will throw in. Red Bank Catholic had a player fall down. Missed shot. And then a traveling violation inside on Cars, who couldn't hold her feet.
62 seconds in. Still looking for our first points.
Mild pressure as Middletown South now backs off. Fallon will kick it outside for Alfano. Going to drive baseline on the right side. Corcoran has it. Now Caverly looking to back her way down. Corcoran on the left wing. Behind the back move for Barazzotti will drive. She's fouled on her way up and will go to the line for two. Be the first team foul on Middletown South.
It'll be on Gannon.
First free throw up and in. First point of the evening. Second one, also good for Barrazzati. 2-0, Red Bank Catholic. 6.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Cars, man-to-man defense here by the Caseys will result in a turnover. Caberly able to take it away. 3-on-2, Caberly takes it herself down the left side of the lane, no good. Alfano was there on the putback attempt, unimpeded with a right side layup. 4-0, Red Bank Catholic.
Caverly drew two defenders to the basket, missed the shot, but it was an easy cleanup for Alfano.
Caverly checks up top, plays Cars. Pass right, Rutkowski back to Cars. Casey's harassing defense early on. Here's DeLui, foul line jumper. That's good for Middletown South. Put him on the board, 4-2, Red Bank Catholic. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Grace Fallon with some space, drives the left side of the lane, flipped it up, no good. Rebound taken down by Carissa Gray. Full head of steam up court. Three-pointer bypass by Rutkowski. She's going to drive instead, miss the layup, get her own rebound back, miss it from the right side, and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Red Bank Catholic. It'll be Eagle basketball. Off the inbound, Rutkowski will swing it up top. Gray, one-on-one, looking to drive. Had her shot blocked by Alfano. In transition, it's Fallon down the left side of the lane for Red Bank Catholic. Gets that to go. Her first two, 6-2 Caseys with 5:10 to go in the first quarter.
The block shot at one end leads to the layup at the other.
And a foul away from the ball. I believe will be charged to Fallon, who was holding inside. It will be her first. Team's first. Gray will put it in play. Baseline right. Bouncing out for Rutkowski. Reset of the offense here with Gray having her hands on the ball. Now Cars gets it, moves to her right. Rutkowski spins in the lane. Three ball from the outside, way off the mark. An air ball by Gannon. Deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Middletown South.
RBC, 4:40 left in the first quarter here at the Collins Arena, second girls semifinal.
Caberly up court. Now it's Fallon. Backdoor. Easy layup for Caberly.
Boy, it's a beautiful game when it's played well. That was a well-executed backdoor. Leads to the Caberly layup, and the lead is 6.
Fourth player already to score for Red Bank Catholic, 8-2. Defense here put on by Corcoran. On the steal, and then Caverly can't save it from going out of bounds. It will go back to Middletown South.
Matt reinforces what you said just moments ago before the tip-off is not one dominant player. Here you have 4 of the 5 starters, each with a basket. There'll be a 30-second timeout here for Middletown South.
Lauren Van Exter, a 5'8 senior, will check in for the Eagles, along with number 22, Olivia Liskowitz, 5'8 junior, first substitutions of the game. 8-2 the score, Red Bank Catholic the 6-point edge.
And I think what Tom Brennan is doing right here is he's just trying to settle his girls down. I think he's well aware when you are playing the number one seed who hasn't lost a game to a New Jersey team, you cannot get behind big early. And he just wants to settle his girls down. Probably feels like offensively kind of slipping away. They've had some turnovers, some steals. RBC playing great defense first 4 minutes of this one.
4:05 to go, first quarter. This is Van Exter, first touch of the ball. Liskowitz got her first touch. Van Exter, top of the key, around the perimeter. Liskowitz with it, skip pass to the right. Here's a three on the way, and good for DeLui.
Well, that was nice ball movement by the Eagles out of the timeout. Led to the DeLui three.
She's got all 5 for Middletown South. 8-5 the advantage for Red Bank Catholic. 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. Corcoran trying to back her way down. Fallon left wing will pull out for Barrazzati. Corcoran had it poked away. Good steal by Gray. 3-on-2 for Middletown South. Gray down the right side of the lane had it blocked out of bounds. but it will stay with Middletown South.
Caverly on the defensive end did a nice job there, not giving up the layup. It'll be Middletown South basketball under their own basket.
Gray baseline left, throws in for Van Exter. Couple of bounces to her right. Steal coming here. Great anticipation by Alfano. Right side layup up and in. Alfano with four to lead the way for Red Bank Catholic. 10-5 the score.
Lazy pass. Alfano read it perfectly.
Another steal. Barazzotti with a chance here. Good crossover move. Works in the lane. Draws a foul. And we'll go to the line for two back-to-back steals. We'll send Barazzotti back to the free throw line, where tonight she is already 2 of 2.
That foul will be on Cars, her first. Team foul number two.
Some substitutions waiting to check in as Barazzotti makes the first free throw. It'll be Kira Gannon coming back in for Middletown South. Tara Daniels entering for Red Bank Catholic. Daniels, 5'11", senior. Second one also coming in. Barazzotti will take a seat on the bench. And coming in, the junior forward, number 30, Quinn McMenamin for Red Bank Catholic. Well, both teams tonight have gone seven deep already in the first quarter. On a drive to the basket, a traveling violation is called on Stephanie Cars. It'll go back to Red Bank Catholic. 12-5 the score. That's the biggest lead of the night for RBC. Fallon will bring it up court under pressure. Red Bank Catholic spreading Middletown South. Driving layup attempt here from McMenamin is up and in from the left side. 14-5, a 9-point edge.
Five players have scored for the Casey's, one for the Eagles.
DeLouis, that player, another attempt here, trying to keep her team in it. And a hook shot going to the baseline on the right, gets it to fall. 14-7. Coming up on 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Breaking the pressure. Caverly, she'll get called for a double dribble. And it will go back over to Middletown South. Eagles trying to hang tough here. Coming back in, Christiana Rutkowski. Carissa Gray will take a seat on the bench. And it'll be Cars to walk it up court. Rutkowski for Van Exter. Now Cars. Gannon will leave off in the left corner for Van Exter. DeLouis has it now right wing, played by Alfano. Skip left side for Gannon. Van Exter wanted to go left, instead will go right for DeLouis. Around the perimeter now is Rutkowski. Good patience here from Middletown South, but RBC really extending out that man-to-man defense. Another steal picked up by Daniels, who will wait for help. 1:17 to go in the first. Casey defense causing problems for the Eagles. 7-point advantage for Red Bank Catholic, 14-7. Fallon flashes out between the circles, flips left for Caverly. Back to Fallon. She's played by Cars. Now with 50 seconds left, ball out of bounds. Dribbled off the leg of Fallon, as both Barazzotti and Corcoran will come back in for Red Bank Catholic. Alfano and Fallon take a seat on the bench.
Good defense by Cars that time. Helped contribute to that turnover.
DeLouis, Van Exter, now right corner. The dump down Gannon wanted Rutkowski. Deflected out by Daniels. It will stay with Middletown South. 14-7, Casey's lead.
Really good fundamental defense by the Casey's.
Trouble getting the ball inbounds, but Rutkowski able to help Gannon out. Gannon now gets it back. Short jumper from the right side. Off the mark. Loose ball picked up by Barazzotti. Looking to push, and now will pull out. I think RBC will probably hold for one here with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Barazzotti travels. Wanted to throw a backdoor pass, but the cut never was made. Alfano back in. Caverly exits here to get a breather. 14 seconds. Middletown South can have the last shot if they so choose. Try to cut into a 14-7 advantage. Up court quickly is Cars. DeLui open from three. Back rim no good. Still in play. Rebound tossed up by Middletown South as the buzzer goes off by Cars. No good. So we step out here after our first set of 8 minutes with Red Bank Catholic leading this one by a score of 14-7. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the second semifinal of the Shore Conference Tournament on the girls' side on the Shore Sports Network.
High school sports, Monmouth University sports, and the Lakewood Blue Claws on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
There's sports fun for all at Good Sports. Join their leagues and clinics for all ages in their newly expanded Turf Arena. Ask about Good Sports birthday parties, too. Good Sports on Route 138 in Wall. Call 732-681-8898 or visit GoodSportsUSA.com.
We get sent for the start of quarter number two with Red Bank Catholic leading 14-7 over Middletown South. We should say Red Bank Catholic 14 and Jackie DeLui 7, as she has scored all 7 points for the Eagles so far. Casey basketball off the quarter break. Fallon will give off to Corcoran. Now Barazzotti. McMenamin wanted the drive. Will pull back out. Fallon at the half-court circle. Flip off to her right for Barazzotti. On the handoff, it is Alfano with it. Barazzotti and Alfano each with four to lead Red Bank Catholic. Crossover move by Barazzotti. Had her pocket picked. Good steal by Gray, who will race down the other way. Was fouled on her way up. Didn't get the shot to go, but will go to the line for two.
That'll be Alex Alfano picking up her first foul. Team number two.
First free throw for Middletown South, and Carissa Gray is good. Make it 14-8. Caverly and, I should just say Caverly, comes back in. Second one by Gray, also good. 14-9. 7-10 to play in the first half. Caverly in trouble. Double team comes on the floor. Gonna have to bounce it off, find Fallon to help. Eagles now picking up the defensive pressure a little bit. Fallon gets it on the right wing. Throws up top for Caverly, who will reset between the circles. Minute 15 ticked off here in the second quarter. 14-9, Red Bank Catholic. Barazzotti skips left for Caverly. Fallon, good touch pass. Here's a quick three on the way by Corcoran. Off the mark, Eagle rebound. And Middletown South looking to push. Down the right side of the lane is Gray. Missed the layup. And Fallon able to take down the loose ball. It'll be Caverly to set things up. Off to the right for Alfano. Barazzotti will slow it down here for RBC. Nice crossover move to her left. Lost the handle on it for a second. Able to skip it for Caverly, who's open from three. Long rebound, corralled by Rutkowski. DeLui will get it up court for Middletown South. Give off to Carissa Gray. Eagles with a new set. Put two on either side. And Gray dribbles to her right. Now flips up top. It'll be the drive by Gannon down the left side of the lane. Missed the shot, but she was fouled on the way up. And will go to the free throw line for two. It'll be Caroline Corcoran committing her first and the team's third. First free throw missed.
Stephanie Carr is back in for Middletown South, replacing Van Exter. Second free throw is good for Gannon, her first points of the evening.
Make it 14-10. About 2.5 minutes in, Middletown South has scored the only 3 points of the second quarter. And a timeout has been taken by Joe Montano. Full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 5.5 minutes to go. 14-10, Red Bank Catholic leading Middletown South in the second girls semifinal. Winner takes on Point Barrow on Saturday. We're back right after this quick 30-second pause on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And our coverage of the Shore Conference Tournament made possible by Klee's Bar and Grill. Back open 7 days a week on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Winter specialty nights are back. It's Tuesday. It's pizza night, man. Would I love to be there for that. And don't forget their weekday happy hour at the bar at Klee's in Seaside Heights.
Ready for a little pie right now?
Oh, I'm hungry.
5:20 to go in the first half. Try and speed it along. See if Kevin can grab a late-night snack on his way out of Brookdale Community College.
That 3 points Weight Watchers bar didn't do much for me.
Red Bank Catholic with the ball, leading by four. Crossover move by Alfano. She'll get called for a carry of the basketball, and it will give it back to Middletown South. You know, the scoring, Kevin, hasn't been great in this quarter, but Middletown South's defense has been pretty impressive.
I agree. They've hung in there, which is what they needed to do. The pace of this game compared to the first game is night and day. This is methodical.
Gray walks it up court. Gets a double screen. Flips for DeLuey. Cars will bypass the three down the left side of the lane. Left side glass up and in. First basket of the night for the team's leading scorer, Stephanie Cars, makes it a 14-12 advantage.
Passed up the jumper. Did a nice drive. Running layup.
Here's a long two attempt by Alfano, way off the mark. Fallon crashing the glass. Right time, right place for Grace Fallon, who's got four for the game and gives Red Bank Catholic their first points of the second quarter at the 4:25 mark. Casey's up by four. Dumped down for DeLuey. Middletown South quickly back to the attack.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Apologize for the technical glitch for just a second. Back here from the Collins Arena, 2:35 to go. Second semifinal of the night. Red Bank Catholic leading 21-16 over Middletown South. Eagles with the basketball. Around the perimeter, Olivia Liskowitz with it. Cars will give off to Gannon. Her three off the mark. Long rebound tipped out by Caverly. Good battle for it. And we're going to have a foul. And it will be charged to Kira Gannon, her second.
Here's my problem with that call. The official who made the call was on the one baseline. The play was at midcourt. He blew the whistle. The other two officials who were closer to play did not.
Well, I would have said if you would have blown the whistle, you could have blown it right away.
Absolutely.
The longer you let it go, it becomes more of a play on. That being said, second on Gannon. She'll sit. Third team foul. Another three from Corcoran. Same spot. Different result. No. Oh. It went up and then popped back down. She got it to go. Two threes for Corcoran. And Red Bank Catholic is up now 24-16. Cars flips off left side. This is Van Exter with it. Couple of dribbles to her right. Now Gray. Eagles need a basket here, and a traveling violation will be called. Timeout will be taken by Tom Brennan. We will keep it right here. Kevin gives us a second to maybe talk real quick about what we'll do tomorrow night, and that is be right back in our same spots, the boys' semifinals. Looking forward to a pair of good games tomorrow.
In our perch above the Collins Arena, which we've sort of gotten accustomed to, and it should be a dandy night tomorrow night in the 6 o'clock opener. It will be Point Beach and Manasquan border war between the Garnet Gulls and the Warriors. They've played once this year, Beach prevailing. And then at 7:45, a couple of longtime division rivals now in different divisions, but the top-seeded Pioneers of Lakewood against the Mariners of Tom's River North. And we know we'll have one Ocean County team in the final. We could have the first all-Ocean County final since 1991, when Lakewood beat Lacey. It's been that long since a pair of Ocean County teams have advanced to the finals.
How about before that? I mean, how many times in the last 30 years?
I'll do a little homework here. Let's see.
I'm not seeing anything off the top of my...
You might not see one.
Yikes. 1:35 to go. Ball put back in play. Casey's with it. 24-16 advantage. Caverly hands off Alfano. That pass was kicked on the entry to Fallon. So it'll stay with Red Bank
Catholic. Oh, I got another one for you.
All right.
1944.
Come on.
Lakewood beat Tom's River.
Oh, boy.
All right.
1:25 and a double dribble called on Caverly. That's unbelievable.
That's when it was about nine schools in the Shore, I think.
I got one for you. Back in the 50s, who's Hoffman?
Hoffman is was up in northern Monmouth County. It became something else, I think.
And Atlantic Highlands had a high school?
Atlantic Highlands, sure.
Middletown South with the ball back. The drive from Cars. Here's a three by DeLuey. And one hits the rim and goes up over the top of the backboard. And we'll go back to Red Bank Catholic. Hoffman High School, I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. The old Hoffman High School.
Fallon with some fancy dribbling, bringing it up court for the Caseys. Inside of the minute now to go. As Red Bank Catholic, let's see if they try and run this clock out and hold for one. Fallon at the foul line. Nope, they won't. Cochran will take a three. That one off the mark, but the loose ball picked up by Alfano with 35 seconds now. Corcoran, great ball fake. Left side layup up and in. She's got all eight of her points in this second quarter. 20 seconds now. 10-point lead, first double-digit lead of the night for RBC. Ball poked out of bounds as Gray was dribbling with it. Caverly, good defense. South Amboy, is that where Hoffman High School
was?
Yes,
that's where it was.
What were they doing in the short
conference? Well, there was not a lot of schools then, Matt. You know.
16 seconds to go. Eagles put it in. Gray with it, moving left. Cars will force a three. Off the mark, got her own rebound back for a second. Casey's have it at the buzzer. That one won't count if it goes, and it didn't anyway from Barazzotti. 26-16 in favor of RBC as we head into a timeout. We'll take a quick 60-second timeout here when we come back. Kevin Williams rejoined by Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press to talk about this game and all things Shore Conference basketball. Quick 60-second break. Casey's up by 10. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference basketball tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's broadcast made possible by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it. Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Halftime of the second semifinal with Red Bank Catholic leading Middletown South 26-16. We are joined at the Collins Arena by the outstanding writer for the Asbury Park Press who lives and breathes girls basketball all winter long, Josh Newman. And I guess, Josh, after that opening semifinal, this seems a little methodical.
Yeah, you know, that game came down to the stretch. There was a nice pace throughout. It was probably a little more scoring than I thought we all thought that there would be. It was a very enjoyable game to watch, honestly, those two teams going at it.
That game had everything in it. I mean, it had some great stretches of shooting, some very sloppy moments. As you said, the pace throughout was up and down, and then a lot of drama in the last minute. A
lot of drama in the last minute. I think it was a combination of, you know, Point Burrow hitting their free throws. They're a very good free throw shooting team. And also St. John Vianney's lack of execution, which I found kind of puzzling. I mean, they're very well schooled, as I'm sure you know. they just couldn't get over the hump. They were down 14 early. They fought back, clawed their way back, and at the end they just couldn't get over the hump. It happens.
And really, I thought Point Barrow let it slip away. I really did. They looked tired. I thought on defense they got a little lazy, got beat to the basket. But give them credit, especially the four seniors down the stretch. They really made the big plays when they had to and maybe showed their experience.
No doubt. They definitely showed their experience. And that's a team that's been building and building for a long time. But I thought the key play was with Vianney up one. Nobody was ready for the one-and-one here. Everybody stood around. Point Barrow gets the rebound. It gets kicked out to Haven. She hits a three for a two-point lead, and that was the beginning of the end, really.
Yeah. I don't know if you talked. I assume you talked to Dave Drew afterwards. Did you ask him about the baseball passes, which were perplexing, especially the second one?
Yeah, that was very perplexing. I'll be honest with you. He's typically a man of few words, and you know, we called him about 3 minutes after the final buzzer, and he had even less words to say. He was so excited for his kids, for his program. Again, they've been building and building. The last time they were in a semifinal, these seniors were sophomores, and they got ran off the floor. So to come back here as seniors, they really, really played well in a huge spot tonight.
Point Barrow got to the finals of the first ever Shore Conference tournament in 1972. They lost a brick. It's been 41 years since.
I mean, what are you going to say? You know, that's not, you know, except for Christy Rampone, you know, it's not a school with a lot of tradition in girls basketball. Then you had this senior class come along, and, you know, they've really made a name for themselves, and they've been outstanding for the last 4 years, and it's kind of culminating with this SCT run right now.
And, of course, Vianney, the future is very bright. Boy, some really talented freshmen.
The future is very bright. I mean, Kelly Campbell played well. Emily Uribe played well. And I think, and I've been saying this for, you know, the entire season, I think, you know, that team and Dawn Carpell, I think they deserve a lot of credit that they kind of circled the wagons. And, you know, you look at the record, they're 15-10. I feel like that record is very deceiving with the schedule they've played, especially after Kat Egan was lost for the season. That team's been outstanding since Egan went down, and they're going to be a threat once the state tournament starts, no doubt.
This game, kind of quintessential RBC, I think. Great fundamental defense, making it difficult for Middletown South. The Eagles are hanging in, and I got to assume for Tom Brennan, the thought is we just need to stay in this one and have a chance in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's the whole key. If they can, you know, it's what, a 10-point lead. If they can get this thing down to, you know, 5, 6, 7, stay in the game, give themselves a chance. The problem there is, you know, that's a very, you know, defensive-minded team. You know, down 10, it's not really a team built for a comeback to put up big offensive numbers. But again, you know, they're well-schooled. They have a game plan. Tom Brennan is one of the best around here. I do expect them to stay in it, but they're going to have to do a little bit more right now than just stay in it. They're going to have to chip away.
As for RBC, so deep, they don't rely on any one player. Girls come in off the bench. They contribute. I mean, this is a very, very strong team anchored by a couple of seniors.
Yeah, this is not Joe Montana's best team. That's what people have to remember. There's not that one stud who you're going to down the stretch. It's a senior-heavy operation. And, you know, they just play for each other. They play well. It's just a well-oiled machine. You see the passing. You see it just everything seems to be just rolling in motion when they come out on the floor. And, again, not his best team, but they're rolling right now. They have one loss. They haven't lost to a Jersey team this year.
You know, the nature of us is we always like to look ahead. So let's just assume, it's dangerous, but let's assume Red Bank Catholic wins this one and plays Point Barrow on Saturday afternoon at Monmouth University. Could you handicap that one?
I mean, I picked Vianney to beat Point Barrow. Am I really qualified to be doing this? I mean, no, but again, you know, the things you're seeing now from Red Bank Catholic is what you're going to see on Saturday. Again, they're going to come in with a game plan. They're well-schooled on both sides of the ball. They're absolutely going to have a game plan to deal with Kelly Hughes. And if they can execute their game plan, they have a better chance. I mean, you know, again, they're very deep, as you said. If they come in with the game plan, if they execute, they've beaten teams already this season at the caliber of Point Barrow. With that said, they're perfectly capable of dealing with Point Barrow.
Nobody sees more girls basketball around the shore in the state than you do in the winter. Have you ever seen anyone as comfortable in taking long-range three-point shots than Kelly Hughes?
Oh, Kelly Hughes has the green light. She had the green light when she was a sophomore. And, you know, if you're watching her for the first time and you're seeing her, you know, three dribbles over half court and she's flinging it, that's what she does. And Dave Drew doesn't have a problem with it. And she hits a, you know, fairly reasonable percentage of those shots. And it's served her pretty well up to this point. There's really not that much of a need to change it right now at this point, obviously.
I said I have not seen anyone at the shore who shoots like that since J.R. Smith, who used to shoot when he got off the bus.
When he got off the bus before he tied his sneakers, J.R. was one dribble, bang. And that served him pretty well, too, I think.
I think so, too. Well, it should be a good one on Saturday regardless. You know, Point Borough's a great story. Listen, this tournament is owned by Monmouth County teams. Southern in 84 was the last Ocean County team to win it. The only other one was Brick in 72 in the first year. There was probably about six teams in it that first year. I don't know. So it's been a long, long spell. It's almost 30 years for an Ocean County team. Point Borough has a shot to break that spell.
First time since 04 that an Ocean County team's even been to the final. I just wanted to throw that in there. And yeah, I mean, Monmouth County, you know, with teams like Vianney and Red Bank Catholic, they've been kind of the rulers of this area and of the Shore Conference tournament. And Point Borough's got the opportunity to kind of slide in there now.
You can read Josh, of course, his coverage in the Asbury Park Press, also on the web at app.com. Does a great job covering girls' high school basketball. This is the culmination of the Shore season and, of course, the state tournament right around the corner.
Yes, sir.
Just give me a couple teams that you think could possibly make a run at state titles.
I think Middletown South is probably the favorite in Central Jersey 3 right now. In non-public South A, RBC and Vianney might play in a semifinal. Past that, in Central Jersey 2, you have teams like Point Borough and Rumson that could certainly contend.
And, of course, Point Beach.
And Point Beach, excuse me, Point Beach, Central Jersey Group 1, the clear prohibitive favorite right now in CJ1.
So it sounds like you'll be working well into March.
I'm going to call Joe Arminio right now and just have a cot set up down there right now.
Josh, I appreciate you stopping by. Great job as always.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with the start of the second half. You're listening to the Shore Conference Girls Basketball Semifinals on the Shore Sports Network.